Welcome everyone. Another day of DU volleyball here at Dominican University of California. You can hear in the background our own Spencer Shamo with the starting lineups, and I'll bring them to you as quickly as I can before Bella Blue sings the national anthem. For Concordia, who are 9-8 overall, 5-4 PacWest Conference play under head coach Paula Weishoff, Caitlin Jarrell is a 6'1 sophomore, a middle blocker out of Phoenix. She'll be out there with Ola Maggiera, a 5'11 grad student. She's an opposite outside hitter from Lake Barrington, Illinois. Kennedy Farley is a 6-foot junior from Phoenix, Arizona. She's an outside hitter with Allison Fulbright, the 5'9 graduate grad student out of Huntington Beach. Kira Schultz, the outside hitter, the 5'8 senior from San Clemente, California. Schultz, a two-time Pac West Player of the Week, who's looking for a lot tonight, a lot of milestones that she may pass tonight. And my broadcast partner, Mia Sirocco, is going to bring us up to date on those. Daniel McCaslin is a 5'9. Danielle McCaslin is a 5'9 senior from Crestline, California. She's an outside hitter. And those are your starters for Concordia. The libero is Delaney Risse. And let me make sure I've gotten her name properly. And I didn't. It's Reese. Pardon me, fans. And as I welcome in my broadcast partner, Mia Sirocco. Can you believe I made a mistake on Reese's last name? I don't think I've ever made a mistake. Tonight's a night of milestones.
That certainly is.
Why are you laughing? Welcoming everybody listening worldwide and checking it out on Speedia. We're ready for the national anthem to be sung by the great Bella Blue.
Thank you, Bella.
There you go, everybody. The national anthem is behind us. That means volleyball is just ahead. Hey, speaking of milestones, Mia, that's the 5 millionth time I've heard the national anthem. That one right there from Bella Blue. And every time I've heard it, I love it. The starters for Deo Bungaling's Penguins. Bungaling in his first season. Penguins looking for their first win this year. Camille Rivers, the 5'2 junior from Vacaville, starts it out tonight with the great Edie Leslie, the 5'11 grad student out of Orange, California. They'll be out there with the pride of Gig Harbor, Washington. That's Ella Heckman, the 5'10, 5'11 junior. Amani Abed, the 6'3 senior out of Fresno. She's our middle, and she is terrific. Brenwyn Matthews, also pretty great. The first-year Penguin, a 5'10. Freshman out of Eagle, Idaho, and out of Ferndale, Washington. A total difference maker on the court, Avery Schneider's a 6'1 sophomore. Our libero is Michaela Cernuth, and you are listening to Penguin Radio right here at Dominican University of California. Penguins are looking for their first win of the season. Will it come today? Well, Concordia, pretty great. In fact, Concordia, all alone in fourth place in the standings, 5-4 in conference play. Penguins just looking for that elusive first win this season. After tonight, just two matches left here at the Conlin Center. We'll be here for every point. Penguins occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center. Off to our right here on Media Row as Mia and I are courtside. Camille Rivers will take the side out for the Dominicans. Leslie, Schneider, Heckman up front. Here we go. Perfect serve and the first shot of the night and the dig from Rivers. Right side on, check it, left side in the middle row. She could not quite get to it. And the winner from Caitlin Jarrell. Here we go, everybody. Kennedy Farley with a serve, and it's long, and the Penguins get a point, and it's 1-1, and Heckman will take a break. Here's Kendall Kibanoff. Kendall Kibanoff, everybody, brought in to serve, as she so often is, by Coach Bungaling. And when he needs her to step up and really serve a good one, she always does. Big kill by Kira Schultz, the 5'8 senior out of San Clemente. Schultz, a transfer from Gonzaga University. Since joining the Concordia squad, well, all she's done is rack up two PacWest Player of the Week awards, and a leave too close to the net cost the Penguins a point there from the back row. Danielle McCaslin, the 5'9 senior out of Crestline, California, to serve with a 3-1 advantage. Concordia all the way to the back row, popped up by Cernet. She just helps it across. Concordia on the attack. Back set, left side, pummeled by Gerald. And the Penguins defense holds 4-1. Boy, Gerald from that near corner in the front row absolutely hammered it. Kibanoff takes a break. Returning is Imani Abed. Avery Schneider working very quickly. A great set. There's the pop by Farley. And the Penguins defense just tips it wide, 4-2. CUI. Checking in for CUI, Kawahi Chang and Holly Hooks. Hooks, a 6'4 sophomore out of Chandler, Arizona. Chang out of Peoria, Arizona, is a 5'8 junior. Chang to serve. Good jump serve to Cernet. Bumped up Rivers. Imani Abed just has to kind of help it across. And the big hit from Kira Schultz, tipped out by the Penguins blockers, 5-2. Mia, bring us up to speed on Kira Schultz.
What do you want to hear? I have a list of statistics about her.
Give us one before the next serve.
She is 11 kills away from her 1,000th career kill.
Well, I think she's about 9 away now. And she's already, oh no, she's only gotten one
so
credited
she's 10
so far. 10 away. We'll keep an eye on that. Schultz looking for 1,000 kills this season. That would be 2 seasons in a row for her should she achieve that mark. And the Penguins, after the longest rally of the night, pick up the point. As the middle row finds the tape, Jasmine Hayward comes in with Christina Muller. They'll be in place of Camille Rivers and Edie Leslie in a 5-3 ball game. Muller to serve. Kibanoff in the back row with her. In the middle is Cernip. And Brenwyn Matthews up front. And the Penguins tipped out off the front row, and another kill is registered for CUI. In fact, Hallie Hooks, the 6'4 sophomore, knocks it in the back left corner for a winner. 6-3 CUI. Penguins on D, set by Muller over to Jasmine off the front row. Bumped up, there's the set. Far side, popped up Cernet. Good move, quick set by Muller. Oh, and the set. I'm not sure of the call. The up referee called it on Muller. 7-3. Muller had a, looked to me a clean set as it looked to Dale Bungaling, but the up ref said no. So it's a 7-3 ball game, and now a dink into the middle. Muller pops it up to Cernet. Now the set. Oh, Kibanoff had to run in at the last second to save it. Back set, far side. And Olga Maggiera, a 5'11 grad student out of Lake Barrington, Illinois, knocks it into the back left corner for the winner. Maggiera. I'm going to get these straight, Mia. I'll never make that mistake again. Good old Maggiera got a good one off there. And the Penguins now on defense as Ola Maggiera just got another winner. And wouldn't you know it, Magira's got 5 already. 5 of the 9 points are registered to Ola Maggiera. Just 1 so far to Kira Schultz. 1 to Hallie Hooks. Those are just the kills. Now the service is long and the Penguins get the point, 9-4. Welcome everybody who's checking it out on Speedio live video stream. Pretty cool there. Everybody else on Penguin Radio Worldwide. Pouring rain all morning here in San Rafael. Nice and dry here in the Conlin Center. Perfect for volleyball. Tipped out of play after the dink by Kennedy Farley. Makes it 10-4.
When I break, you jump in with something on shorts, okay?
Okay.
10-4. Delaney Reese to serve. Penguins on D. Popped up near corner. Big hit by Ella Heckman. Handled pretty cleanly by the back row from CUI. Running in is Kira Schultz, and she smashes it into the back row. And the Penguins call a timeout. It's 11-4, so let me make sure I get this right as I go to my broadcast partner, Mia Sirocco. Kira Schultz is a two-time PacWest Player of the Week, isn't that right?
Not just two-time, 2 weeks straight.
Two consecutive weeks. Yeah, that's a rarity. What else can you tell us about Schultz?
She has gone a double-double in her last 10 games.
So 10 kills, 10 assists.
She had 29 kills last Tuesday in COI's game against Azusa Pacific.
Boy, that's a lot.
That's a lot of kills, which set the most record of most kills in a five-set match for CUI and most in NCAA D2 era.
Since CUI has gone D2. Go to Spencer Shamo. What year did CUI go D2? NC2A, pardon me.
Their first year in the league, but they weren't eligible, was
2015. All right, very good. When I really got to go to those deep stats, because I looked for it on the Kira Schultz part of the website, didn't see it there. But I go to Spencer Shamo when I really need it, 11-4 CUI. We're going to have more on Schultz in just a moment from our own Mia Sirocco. But now back to volleyball action. 11-4, set number one. CUI leads it. Penguins on D. Delaney Reese with the serve. Penguins help it across. There's a bump by Reese. Back set. And the Penguins handle it. Oh, right on the sideline. The Penguins get it back across. With a little help from the Dominicans, Brenwyn Matthews. And in the back left corner, there's a winner from Kennedy Farley. And something happened to the scoreboard. And we'll find out what's going on with that. It's got to be 12-4. And they're working on the scoreboard now as the Penguins pick up another point thanks to Jasmine Hayward with a powerful blast from the middle of the front row. Hayward, great hops, really got a lot on it. That was a perfect shot out of the Penguins' Jasmine Hayward. Michaela Cernip with the jump serve. That's a beauty. Reese with the pop-up. And just a floater into the back row. It lands about 6 inches in by Hallie Hooks.
That one looked like it just landed on the paint.
Yeah, it was very close, but clearly that was a brilliant play by Hooks. Penguins trail 13-5 here in set one. Allison Fulbright with the side out. Matthews with the bump. Muller just helps it across. Now Concordi with a chance to attack. Forward set is all the way into beyond the back right corner, and it nailed the back linesman. And the Penguins with the point, 13-6. Muller and Hayward take a break. Edie Leslie returns along with Camille Rivers. Coach Bungaling calls out the play. Here we go. 13-6, Penguins trail. Big hit, big block. Oh, and it went wide off of Avery Schneider's block. Schneider got in there, but the block just came off her hands with so much force, it popped out off the right side of the court. Kennedy Farley to serve it up. Farley to Cernip, good pop. Good set by Rivers. Now Ella Heckman back left, corner deep. 15-6. And a rare miss from Ella. Heckman and Schneider, a couple of real difference makers when they join the club. Matthews with a good bump, Rivers with a quick set. Reese running in, and the Penguins with the point as Reese just couldn't get to it. The Penguins quick set into the middle row. 15-7, Heckman will take a break. Kibanoff back to serve. Good crowd on hand, Mia, for Saturday afternoon volleyball.
Saturday, do you mean Sunday?
Sunday afternoon volleyball. I'm still thinking about yesterday's action here on, this is family weekend. But yes, Sunday is also what I mean. Now the Penguins with a great get after a big hit from the back row by Daniela Poles. Oh, and a dink winner from the front row by Danielle McCaslin. Saw the middle row exposed and took advantage of it. McCaslin, the 5'9 senior, with a veteran move. McCaslin, so good. Daniela Poles on the previous sequence. Big bump by the Penguins. Now Edie Leslie helps it across. Oh, and the Penguins can't get to the soft winner. And Concordia's Caitlin Gerald is making the Penguins pay when they break out of that middle row. Gerald, so good. 17-7, Penguins trail. And outside of the antenna, Brenwyn Matthews chased it down but could not get to it. And the Penguins won another timeout. 18-7. CUI working very quickly. And we know that Kira Schultz has 2 kills tonight so far. She needed 11 to get to her second 1,000 kill season. So she's got 9 to go. And we learned from our own Mia Sirocco that Schultz is a 2-time PacWest Player of the Week, consecutive weeks. What else do we know about Schultz?
Last game against DU that CUI played, which was the last game CUI played, she had 14 kills and 11 digs.
14 kills and 11 digs, yeah. Yeah, she's one of those dominant players, and it sounds like she's having a heck of a season. Because the last match between these two clubs was away, this is the first time we've had a chance to see Schultz this year, though in years past, at least last year, very clearly recall Schultz coming in and having a great season then. This, though, really a standout season for Schultz, number 17. 18-7, the end of the timeout has come. Danielle McCaslin to serve. Back row, bumped up. The Penguins have it. Matthews with a big hit, but somehow it's fielded. Now the Penguins on the attack. Edie Leslie, check it. Avery Schneider with a big hit and blocked right back at her. 19-7 in set one. CUI comes in, 5-4 in conference play. 9-8 overall, the Dominicans still looking for that elusive first win of the season. And they've got their hands full with CUI, are playing really great ball right now. Speaking of great ball, Brenwyn Matthews with a killer. Oh no, it was long.
It had just missed the paint.
Yeah, Concordia is off to our left, so that furthest point from us. From my vantage point, I thought it was good, but a little bit short, 20-7, and the Penguins somehow managed to get the ball back after a great serve by McCaslin. And there's a winner from the front row. Caitlin Gerald, the 6'1 sophomore, with a punishing kill, 21-7. That all started after a great serve by McCaslin.
And she's at it again. Popped up, Cernit, bumped up by the Penguins. Kibben off with a good bump. She's now bumps it again. There's the set from Camille Rivers. Matthews off the front row. The back row fields it cleanly. That's McCaslin. Penguins dink it back and a winner from Schneider. Avery Schneider gets the Penguins their eighth point of set one. 21-8. Cernip will take a break. The return for the Penguins of Mamani Abed. Schneider with a perfect serve to the back row. Schultz with the get. And Schultz just tried to punch it across. And Imani Abed with a good block, 21-9. Schneider to serve again. With a runner. Good serve. Schultz with the get. Penguins block holds. Bumped up by Gerald. Far side. Popped up, Schneider, good move. Camille Rivers to Matthews. Somehow a diving dig and a save by Delaney Reese. And CY, after the tremendous save by Reese, CY gets it back across and the Penguins just could not get under it, 22-9, set one. Allison Fulbright takes a break. Re-entering is Kawahi Chang. Kavehi Chang with a serve to the back row. Kibanoff is there. Stop set by Evie Leslie, and it's wide. She tried to dink it into the far corner in the front row, and Hallie Hooks watched it as it just went wide. 23-9 Concordia, working very quickly. This set, only 20 minutes old. Penguins on D, Cernit. Rivers, near side Matthews. Blocked by Hallie Hooks, a 6'4 sophomore. And Hooks was in perfect position. 6'4, what a beautiful luxury to have in your front row. And she's just really good. Always in the right spot. Kavehi Chang. Serve is long, and the Penguins, Michaela Cernit, spins and lets it go. 24-9. Muller and Hayward are back in the game. Rivers and Leslie take a break at set point, 24-10, but the Penguins have the side out. Muller, the 5'10 freshman from Yucaipa, on the far side as the Penguins' Conlin Center falls silent, and there's a killer from Hallie Hooks. And set number one ends 25-10 at the end of one. Ola Magira with six kills. And we're keeping an eye on Kira Schultz, who has three. She needs eight more, isn't that right, Mia?
That is correct.
Eight more to get her 1,000th kill of the season. Mia and I will take a break between sets. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes. First set, 25-10, CUI. Right here on Penguin Radio's coverage of DU Volleyball 2023.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Set number two is about to begin, but first, Mia Sirocco has a little something for you.
Did you know that Dominican University of California is consistently top-ranked for best universities in the Western U.S. retention and best value? Found out why at Dominican.edu or come meet our counselors.
Dominican.edu.
Dominican.edu.
All right, I'm going to check that between sets two and three. All right, here we go, everybody. Set number two.
You going to do this one?
Do you want me to?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So set number two, we're keeping an eye on Kira Schultz, who's looking to get the 1,000th kill. Although the coach between sets said to me, hey, the scoreboard says she has three, but In actuality, the coach thinks she has four. So if she gets there tonight, there might be some question about it. Although Schultz is not starting here in set two. So maybe they're waiting until they get back home to celebrate in front of the home crowd. I don't know. Here we go, everybody. On the play-by-play is Mia Sirocco.
Schneider over two, CYCY returns it. Schneider again with the kill. Penguins with the point to start off this second set. Matthews to serve for the Penguins. Serve over to back row of CY. And Gerald with the kill. Four. CY.
That's the third for Gerald tonight. It is Sunday, right?
It is Sunday.
Okay, good. I want to make sure.
McCaslin with a serve for the Golden Eagles. And a service ace. CY of the point. 2-1. CY leading. Castle with the service ace as the serve goes straight into the net. Penguins with the point.
Avery Schneider back to serve.
Avery Schneider to serve for the Penguins. As Michaela Cernup heads to the bench and Amani Abed heads in. Serve over to the Golden Eagles. Golden Eagles with a point with a dink from Gerald. 3-2, CY leading.
Another for Gerald, and Kara Schultz is rotated in. So officially, Schultz has three.
Chang to serve for Golden Eagles. Serve over. Diving save by Matthews. And a two-touch called against the Penguins. CUI gets the point.
Oh. A yellow card has been issued toward Camille Rivers. She didn't like the call on the two-touch. But it was such a perfect serve by Chang. The Penguins were off balance the entirety of the point. So that's a warning to Rivers, who rarely says anything to the referees. So when she says it, it matters.
Wazzy with a big hit, yet it hits the antenna. So the ball is out. CY gets the point. 5-2, CY leading. Chang with the serve. Rides wide. Penguins with the point, 5-3. Sternup heads back in, and Moore heads in for Leslie, Edie Leslie. Moore with the serve, rides to the back row of the Golden Eagles. And Magira, the big hit, almost nails the Penguins head coach. Penguins at the point. 5-4, Golden Eagles leading. Mullers with the serve. Dinked over by Pryor. And CY with the point.
Nice pass, Maddie.
Schultz back to serve.
And Schultz to serve for CUI.
Get up, blocker here, Bob. Get up, blocker. Get up, blocker.
Surf rides over. Penguins return it on one touch. Dink back over. Penguins at the point of the kill for Mullers. Sophia Hole checks in. And Ella Hagman heads to the bench. Hole to serve for the Penguins. Serve rides to the back row. Big hit from Farley. Kept alive for the Penguins. Penguins return. Gets deflected. Off a Golden Eagle. Penguins with a point is 6-6. Off another serve. Off balance. Little turn by Magiera. Penguins return goes into the net. CUI with the point. 7-6, CUI leading.
Back to serve.
Reese to serve for the Golden Eagles. And a service ace for Reese. 8-6 CUI. Hayward dinks it over. Eagles keep it alive, bump it back over. A bad with the tip, kept alive. And a two-touch call against CUI. Penguins with the point, 8-6, CUI leading. Michaela Cernip to serve for the Penguins. We have a quick towel break on the floor on CUI's side.
It's muggy in here, isn't it? It really, yeah, and it's rained all night, all morning. This match is now about an hour and a half old. Oh, pardon me. No, it's not. It's only 37 minutes old. CUI is making quick work of things today, although the Penguins are hanging pretty tough here in set number two.
McCaffrey kept alive by the Penguins. Penguins turn goes into the net. CUI with the point, 9-7.
That's the first point I've seen, that last point. That's the first one I've seen where it came as a lack of communication from the players. Usually the Dominicans are so good at letting each other know what they're doing. But on that last one, they just missed it.
Forbright with the serve for CUI. And Matthews with the kill. Penguins with the point. 9-8 CUI leading.
Camille Rivers and Edie Risley. Rivers back to serve.
And Camille Rivers to serve for the Penguins. Rides over to the back row. CUI bumps it back over. Matthews blocked by the front row of CUI. Matthews again blocked. CUI with the point, 10-8, CUI leading.
Kennedy Farley with a perfect block right into the middle row. That's a tremendous play by Farley to block it and to be able to block it exactly where she wanted it to land.
Farley with the serve for CUI. Penguins to turn it. And Leslie with the point for the Penguins off of what kind of looks like a combination of a block and a dink.
Well, you're right. The leave was so close to the tape that Leslie was able to just wait on it and then knock it down once it finally got to the tape. Can't reach over. So she had to kind of wait back on it, and she did. She's a veteran.
Matthews with the serve for the Penguins over to CUI. Penguins diving, keeps it alive. Matthews from the back row, over. And Schultz with the kill. So that's number four, officially, for Schultz. McCaslin on the serve for the Golden Eagles. Over to the back row of the Penguins. Beckman with the dink. Penguins with the point.
Second of the night for Ella. If the Penguins could get her going, here is the Penguins trail by only one, 11-10 CUI. And the side out advantage.
Schneider with the serve for the Penguins. Gerald Rivers diving keeps it alive for the Penguins. Penguins to turn it back over. Gerald again, and Gerald gets the kill. 12-10 CUI leading.
So Gerald has four. Check it. Wait a minute now. They just pulled. Oh, Gerald just rotated out, so they pulled her off of the board. Magira has a half dozen, and of course, Schultz with four.
Chang with the serve for CUI. Penguins would turn it over. And the kill from Schultz lands. Schultz with kill number five of today.
Just knocked it right through the front row of blockers. Schultz with pinpoint accuracy. There's a reason she is a two-time PacWest Player of the Week.
Check out the serve over. And Leslie with the kill. Penguins with the point. Leslie with the kill. 13-11.
That ended up going out wide, and I think it tipped off the front row of blockers. But here's the big story, Mia. The Penguins are only down by two here in set two after a 25-10 set one. Now in set two, they're right there.
Moore with the serve over. Big hit from Schultz, deflected off the Penguins. Penguins able to return it. And the Penguins with the point. And
Jasmine Hayward with the winner there. Penguins are down by only one.
More with the serve over.
Yeah.
And a bed with the kill. Penguins tie it up at 13.
How about that? Abed, whenever an opposing team leaves the bump too close to the tape, Imani Abed takes that opportunity to attack and tied up the ball game there.
Moore with the serve over. And Magira with the kill for CUI. CUI retakes the lead 14-13.
Donnie Polis has rotated out, and back into the game is Kennedy Farley.
Schultz with the serve.
Uh-oh.
Over. Pryor blocked by the Penguins. Penguins to turn it over. Farley blocked. Heckman. And Penguins not able to return it back over. And Pryor with the kill for CUI, 15-13 CUI leads.
Penguins have discovered something here in set two.
Schultz over to the Penguins. Heckman softly over. CUI returns it. Penguins return it back. Schultz with a big hit. Moore with the dive. Penguins keep it alive. And the Penguins return rides long. 16-13 CUI. Schultz with the serve. Heckman over. And Penguins at the point.
Good block by Imani Abed, the winner.
I wasn't sure if it was blocked or if it looked like
hard
the,
to tell.
It went into the net.
I'm giving it to Abed because she's a Penguin.
Hole off the serve for the Penguins. And Farley with the kill. 17-14 CUI.
McCaslin returns in place of Ola Magira.
Reese with the serve for CUI. Matthews blocked. Hayward keeps it alive for the Penguins. Matthews again, and Matthews with the kill. Penguins with the point, 17-15, CUI leads.
That's the fourth for Matthews. Farley with nine and Schultz, Farley with five and Schultz with five. Schultz is six away from her 1,000 kill season.
Showing up with the serve for the Penguins.
Wow.
Pryor tried dinking it over, blocked by the front row of the Penguins. Penguins with the point, 17-16 CUI.
Just a little quick set and the quick return from Schneider. Very quick.
So another serve. And McCaslin with the kill. 18-16 CUI lead.
That was a nice play by McCaslin after a perfect leave from the setter. In this case, the set came from Farley, and it was just perfect. The whole play set up beautifully.
Full part of the serve for the Golden Eagles, and it's a service ace. 19-16 CUI leads.
Fulbright, I think, is the only lefty on the floor right now, and she really can hit it. A great serve.
Fulbright over to the Penguins. Hayward with a kill. Penguins with a point. 19-17 CUI leads. From our vantage point, that looked like it just landed on the paint.
That was a great play by Jasmine Hayward as Rivers and Leslie return.
And Rivers' serve rides long. CUI with the point, 20-17.
Penguins are down by just three, and they cannot afford those, especially from the veteran like Rivers. She so rarely makes an error in serving. And the Penguins get the point back.
Farley's serve rides long. 20-18 CUI leads. Farley heads to the bench, and in comes Polis. Matthews with the serve for the Penguins. Over to CUI. And McCaslin with the kill.
Boy, she pounded it through the block.
McCaslin to serve now. CUI leads 21-18. McCaslin's serve rides over. Schneider helps it over. And Schultz with the kill.
Yep. Schultz wound up like she was going to just really nail it. And as it turns out, she dinked it into the near corner in the front row. And that was one of those plays you and I talked about the other night, Mia, where as the ball was in the air, Schultz looked up, spotted the open corner, faked the windup, and then just laid in an off-speed delivery at the last instant. There's a timeout on the floor, everybody. 22-18, Penguins trail. For 24 years, Penguin Radio has been a living laboratory here at Dominican for students of the communication department. The students learn the art of broadcasting, including play-by-play of our athletics events, much like our own Mia Soracco is doing today. And all of that happens live on the air. We're glad you're with us here on Penguin Radio as both clubs are back out on the floor. And we will resume our living laboratory with our own Mia Soracco. 22-18. Penguins trail by four, set number two, and here she is, Mia Soracco.
Mikasa with the serve. Over to the Penguins. Penguins returning with one bump. And CY with the point.
Yeah,
as
the indication was that one of the Penguins reached over. It was either Leslie or Ella Heckman. Both ladies were there in the far corner, but somebody reached over.
I think it was Heckman. But the serve for McCaslin over to the Penguins. Quick set by Rivers. And another kill for Schultz. Schultz picking up kill number 7. Four away.
You know, when they named it a kill shot, it was for shots like that. That's how hard she hit it. I think the ball just died.
McCaslin with the serve. Rides long. Penguins with the point. 24-19, CUI leads.
Set point, and the Penguins were within two when CUI hit the 20 mark. And then the CUI, like great teams, kind of set it into motion, another level.
Schneider with the serve over for the Penguins. Schultz with the big hit, kept alive by the Penguins. Heckman over. A bed blocks Jarrell's hit. Penguins at the point. 24-20. CUI looking for their last point of this second set.
Penguins don't want to go down easily here.
Schneider with the serve over. Jarrell with the kill. And CUI takes this set 25-20. Penguins improve from the first set by 10 points.
That's a gigantic improvement. They really looked good there for two-thirds of that set. I thought the Penguins looked great, as good as they played all season. And that's encouraging to score 20 against CUI, who's a pretty great ball club. Keeping an eye on Kira Schultz. She's at 7 official kills, 4 away from the 1,000 mark, I do believe. Isn't that right, Mia? She needed 11 coming into tonight. She's got 7. Mia and I will be back in 2 minutes with set number 3. Concordia leads 2-love in sets. And we'll be back 2 minutes away right here on Penguin Radio. And now from deep in the living laboratory.
Dominican University of California is growing. Learn more about two of our new bachelor programs, kinesiology and criminology, and many other career-oriented programs. Come visit dominican.edu.
I'm there. I am so there. Have you been on the website recently? It's really very great.
I think the last time I was on the website was to check the final schedule.
Yeah. Well, I check the calendar quite often myself. All right, everybody, here we go. Set number 3. Are you discouraged? Absolutely not.
No, I think...
This is great. The Penguins look great there in set 2. They look fine.
I think if the Penguins play like how they played in set 2, I'm hopeful for this third set.
Yeah, I agree. A couple of unforced errors, and that was the difference. Kira Schultz has 7 official kills so far tonight. Penguins trail, 2-love in sets. Both teams have switched sides, as you might imagine. Camille Rivers with the side out for the Dominicans. Off to our right here on Media Row in the northern end of the Conlin Center. Penguins in set 1, 25-10. In set 2, 25-20. And that's a good trend. Dominican now on quick defense. Edie Leslie just helps it across. Penguins on D, backing up on it is Rivers. Bump far side. Leslie diving for it is Reese. And there's a killer from the front row delivered by Caitlin Jarrell. Jarrell's got 8 leading all players. Farley to serve, the 6-foot junior out of Phoenix. Farley looks over to the coach. On its way. Ella Heckman, bump. Rivers with the set. Edie Leslie softly, uh-oh. Rivers dove in to try to get the dink and hit the antenna on the way. Two zip here at the Conlon Center, where athletics director is Amy Hankelman. You're listening to Penguin Radio, 24 years on the air. Kennedy Farley with a serve to the back row, bumped up by Cernit. Now Rivers. And Edie Leslie with a powerful shot off the top of the tape. It rides wide, three zip. CUI here in set three. Farley again. Four steps beyond the end line, delivers a bullet to Leslie. Now Rivers back set, far side, Matthews. And the Penguins with a point. And the return must have been scooped.
It looked like they signaled a two touch.
Could be. Matthews with a service to the back row. Reese with a bomb. Far side softly. Schultz helps it. Near side. There's a killer and a winner by McCasland. Danielle McCaslin with a perfecto, makes it 4-1. And she with the serve, Cernit with the bomb. Rivers, whoa, kind of a line drive set, that was nice. Hit hard by Ella Heckman, and the return winner. Thank you, McCaslin, with the winner, her eighth. She and Gerald have eight. Magira has seven. Schultz with eight. Penguins now on the attack. Leslie, far side, runs up at the corner. Big hit, 5-1 ball game. Rivers, after the scoop is called against CUI. 5-2, Penguins trail by three, set number three. The return of Imani Abed. As Michaela Cernit back to the bench for a moment. Avery Schneider with a good serve, a bullet to the back row. Reese with a bump. Penguins after the hit by Schultz. That's her ninth. She is now at 998 official kills this season. After the Penguins back row had a little difficulty with that one. Schultz hit it so hard. Two away from the 1,000 mark for Schultz. 6-2 ball game. Penguins on D. Now they're on the attack. Edie Leslie wide. 7-2. Set three. The Penguins are missing just by inches. And, you know, I talked to Leslie before the game and asked her, why has her game been so good this season? It really has. And she looked at me like she didn't agree with that statement. But looking at the numbers, she's been terrific. And she delivers here. And the Penguins, softly by Schultz, popped up by Cernit. Now Matthews with a great hit from the back row, popped up by Reese now. Now Rivers with the bump, set by Matthews, near side, Heckman. And it just found the top of the tape and rolled back on the Penguins' side. 8-2. Schultz has nine kills on the night. Just two away in this 8-2 ball game. And a timeout on the floor is called by the Penguins.
Dominican University of California now offers a Master of Science in Cybersecurity. This is a STEM design, fully online program you can complete in just 1 year. Visit Dominican.edu and sign up for an info session.
You're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody. 24 seasons on the air. We're back in 30 seconds, right here at Dominican University of California.